President Biden's in Israel. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. It's the start of a four-day trip to the Middle East. The president, in an arrival ceremony, says the U.S. and Israel are united by shared values and a shared vision.
President Biden arrived in Israel greeted by the country's leaders, like Israeli President Isaac Herzog.
Mr. President, welcome to Israel, our brother Joseph.
This is the 10th time President Biden has traveled to Israel, his first as president.
The connection between the Israeli people and the American people is bone deep. It's bone deep.
President Biden is getting briefed on Israel's Iron Dome and Iron Beam missile defense systems. He will also meet with Palestinian leaders in the West Bank. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The president in a statement calls the new monthly inflation report from the Labor Department unacceptably high, but also out of date, not fully reflecting the falling price of gas and other commodities. Fox's Mark Meredith.
Prices on all items tracked by this report up 9.1% on average from last year. Food up 10%. Energy 41% compared to a year ago. Gasoline close to 60% increase compared to this time last year. And shelter costs up 5% from last year.
The consumer price index on a monthly basis up 1.3% from May to June. Members of Great Britain's Conservative Party have cast first round ballots in the election to replace Boris Johnson as party leader and prime minister. He announced last week that he'll resign once a replacement's elected, saying today in Parliament,
I will be leaving soon with my head held high.
Eight candidates are on the ballot. Eventually, after more rounds of voting, the top two contenders face off in an election to be decided by Conservative Party members nationwide. The bodies of a man and his three young children are found on a pond in Indianapolis, seen last week leaving for a fishing trip there. The kids' bodies were in the dad's car. He was found first in the water. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Military delegations from Russia and Ukraine meet in Istanbul, Turkey today trying to reach agreement on a United Nations plan to export blocked Ukrainian grain to world markets. A court appearance today for a Wisconsin woman accused in the overdose death of her infant son.
22-year-old Diana Pudzlocker is in court in Green Bay, accused of child neglect resulting in death after her 18-month-old baby boy died in May with fentanyl in his system. The boy's father, 23-year-old Derek Young, also charged and, according to a criminal complaint, admitted to selling and both he and Pudzlocker using the illicit drugs, which their son likely found and ingested. Children were removed from the couple home last year due to concern for neglect and drug endangerment. The boy's grandmother dropped the baby off for an unsupervised visit the day he died. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Police officers described as being in critical but stable condition, shot in the head responding to a call in Clear Creek Township, Ohio.
Police Chief John Terrell says that two officers responded to the domestic violence call and got into a shootout with a suspect. He says the suspect was also shot and is dead. Terrell says the second officer, a female sergeant, was uninjured. She was the one who shot the suspect to death. Police say they were called to the home because the man was ramming his wife's car with an ATV. The chief says the shot officer is a 14-year veteran of the department. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Three people are arrested on hate crime charges accused of spreading white supremacist pamphlets in Hornell, New York. It's upstate New York. leaving some at a synagogue and some at a church with a largely black congregation. On Wall Street, stocks are coming back up from their lows this morning after this morning's higher-than-expected monthly inflation report. The Dow is down 184 points. The S&P is down 10. The Nasdaq is up 10. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.